The accident occurred Wednesday evening when a tanker truck transporting fuel to the Malian capital, Bamako, overturned in the town of Porga, around 500 kilometers north of Benin's commercial capital, Cotonou. Local residents had begun siphoning fuel from the wreckage when the tanker exploded, killing many instantly. Survivors were brought to the Jean de Dieu Hospital in the nearby town of Tanguieta. Boniface Sambieni is the hospital's director and spoke on the phone with VOA.
Bon, la situation actuelle, bon, à chaque instant, on perd quelqu'un presque pratiquement. On en est déjà.
We are already at the 31st death among the original 80 wounded brought to the hospital, he says. The hospital was overwhelmed by the scale of the disaster.
Dans les situations pareilles, il y a beaucoup de choses dont on a besoin.
In such situations, there are always things we need, Sambieni says. We are far from the city, and restocking supplies is not easy. But he says we have now received help from the Ministry of Health in the form of material and personnel. In particular, the hospital was short of drugs to treat burn victims. Journalist Gerard Gedegbe says the victims of Wednesday's explosion were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It was a truck that is carrying fuel from Cotonou to Bamako that has been accidented, and then the population of the region of Porga find an opportunity to get some fuel, and unfortunately, fire occurred.
Gedegbe said the accident was a rare occurrence in Benin, unlike in neighboring Nigeria, where there is a thriving trade in stolen fuel, and deadly explosions are common. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Abidjan.